Okay. Parshas Bullock. We read about a very interesting individual. The individual, Bilam ben Beor. Chazal described him as a man very high madrega. The pasuk says, "Lo kom be Yisrael kamosha avu umos olam kom." Said Bilam ben Beor. Bilam ben Beor was a man Hakadosh Baruch Hu endowed with unbelievable kaiches. Unbelievable kaiches. His kaiches and nefesh he could have been greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So what went wrong? And more than that, the introduction we see really the people, the Anshe Midyon came to him, Chabed Achabed Chamod, will give a lot of covet. And what does he say? Immediately, Me'obesu Kesev Zov. COVID, I don't care about. I want money. I'm interested in money, and that's what I want. I want money. Came to him a second time, money. What's my price? Me'obesu Kesev Zov. He says it straight up. Klal Yisrael? No. He understood who Klal Yisrael. And then, all of a sudden, Vayobo Kim El Bilam Lilo. Kumlechitom. Go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to say what he's going to tell him. He's interested that this big sone of Klal Yisrael should give brachas to Klal Yisrael. Vayichaf elokim yiholecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. Why? Im likro locha bo anoshim vechito. Because he knows that he's going to try to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't work. A lot of people feel they're going to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very standard problem people have. We'll do it this way, we'll do it this way. No, no, no. And then a very strange thing happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a whole situation. He's riding on his donkey. And he comes to a very narrow path, and there's a malach standing there. He doesn't see the malach. But the chamor sees the malach. So what's the point? The point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, you think you're a Navi. A Navi, and you think you're going to be able with your Nevuah somehow to wiggle your way out. You're only going because of money. You're not going to get money unless you give her a klala. You know, I said, Lo soro, ki baruch hu. I have no intention of you doing that. You're going to say what I tell you to do. When you are totally preoccupied by money, despite your high madrega of nevuah, you're even less than a chamor. You're less than a chamor. Okay. Ayam Yisham Ketzei Ha'am. And he goes and he says, Vayikor Elokim et Bilam. What does it mean, Vayikor? All right. That means there are certain people on their madrega are there on a regular basis. Certain people can at certain points in life jump up to a certain madrega, but it doesn't last, it doesn't stay. Someone like Bilam, different types of people. At a certain point, he could just forget everything, all of his problems and all of his tivus that he has, and say, okay, now I'm concentrating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very temporary. Okay. And what does he say? More echoes. It's not going to work. Why? What is unique about Klal Yisrael? He tells us as follows. Number one. And Chazal say we learn from tremendous things from these. Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting this into his mouth. It means people have, they come from Avram, they identify and they come from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. We've talked in the past about the office. The office, why the office? They founded Klal Yisrael. Their midos were unbelievable. And we as their descendants draw on those midos. And we have the Kochos HaNefesh that they implanted within Klal Yisrael. So the neshama of a Jew, the very unique neshama, because the neshama of a Jew has its roots in the office. That's a shlosh office, three. Yaakov Avinu, he was the b'chir sheba office. He took the kochos hanefesh of Avraham Yitzchok and put it together in the perfect balance. And therefore Yud Bei Shiftei Kor could come out of him. And each one of us coming from there draws our kochos hanefesh through the Yud Bei Shiftei Kor back to the office. And we have that incredible potential. And that it changes the whole type of neshama we have. And those of you who are in my shir, Chul Neshir, talked about the Shitas HaRambam and Hilchos Gerish. It's unbelievable, Shitas HaRambam, and it applies to Rambam Shitim Om Lahachas Mulutei Oven. That is, Rambam has a question. And a get can only be given Meirotzon. And if Bezin decides that a man has to give a get, Makino, so that Binamad Shavuot Meirotzoni. Rambam says it doesn't make sense. He wants it. You're beating him on the head. He just doesn't want to be beaten. He says, okay, fine, I'll give it. Fine, I want it. Good. He wants it, doesn't want it. So what's the halacha about? The Rambam says deep down in the heart of every Jewish neshama, of every Jew, is a rotzen to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that rotzen to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to the Torah and Mitzvahs. But it's covered up by all sorts of influences, taivas, social influences, wrong education, etc. So there's all sorts of pressures that are telling him no. So what do? You bang him on the head till it's a different pressure. So the two pressures equalize each other, and the real rotzon to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do what the Beis Din says comes out. And that's his real rotzon. We are endowed with a very unique neshama. We have to value that neshama. And that is why Klal Yisrael is a blessed nation. That's why there's something in the neshama of a Jew that wants ruchnius. But he has a problem. There are a lot of other things. That's why in a lot of these Eastern religions, there are a lot of Jews there. Why? They didn't know how to direct that rotzen for ruchnius. Got misdirected. But there is a deep rotzen in the neshama of each Jew to mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's why hing om levodo yishkon. We are different than every other. We are goyim lo yishasha. And later on, he says, "Vayishkan yisro betach bodod ein Yaakov." What does that mean? Betach bodod ein Yaakov. When they came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov says, "We'll be in Eretz Goshen. I don't want to mix with the Egyptians. We're our own people. We have to maintain our own identity." When Klal Yisrael is betach, when are they secure? People think, what makes us secure? This is the absolute fantasy of Zionism 140 years ago. When the Jews were suffering from incredible persecution, anti-Semitism in Russia, they said, why do they hate Jews? If you read the literature, they go, not a regular nation. No one hates this one, that one. If we'd be a regular nation with our own language, with our own flag, with our own state, our own country, we'd be a nation like everybody else. No one would hate us. So if you look in the world today, what is the source of all the anti-Semitism in the world? The state of Israel. Just for kept. Just the opposite. The original Zionism was assimilation on a national basis. We'll be a nation just like everyone. Comes Bilam and says, no. Their security is when they're separate and different. That is their security. And Om Luvodad Yishkom. Their roots are different. They're coming from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're a different nation, a separate nation, a whole different Metzias. Our neshama is a different neshama. And it comes Unklus, says, Ha'amo. We are the nation that in the future will inherit the entire world. Klal Yisrael will be the top of the world. Everyone will be subservient to us. As much as they want to destroy us, they'll never be able to destroy us. Mimono afa Yaakov. So comes along Bilam and explains, so why don't I join them? Why am I trying to kill them? Why am I trying to destroy them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me. And that is the story of a lot of people. When I die, I'd like to chelik in Olam Haba, but I'm not willing to pay the price in Olam Hazeh. Chazal tell us, Bilam's problem was, as great as he was, so he was as great as a Baltaiva. There are some people who are sort of limp personalities, limp everything. They're limp about the Oz of Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're limp about everything. That's how they go through life. Some people have tremendous drive. But that drive goes to the plus, and that drive goes to the minus. And Bilam says, I'm not willing to pay the price in this world to be like them in the next world. I want what they have in the next world. Thomas Narashimos Yisharim. When I die, I want to be like them, like the top of Klai Yisrael. Motziach Risi Kamo. Be just like them. So comes Bilam, Balak, and says, what are you doing here? I didn't ask to give him a bracha, I asked to give him a klala. And he keeps going and going. And Han Am Kalavi Yokum Ka Arius Nas. Now, sometimes I try to talk to Bochum. What's the Madreg of Klal Yisrael? Chazal say, when I wake up in the morning, they can't wait to jump out of bed in order to do mitzvahs right away. They don't know I in Dominant Visions. No. Ha'am kalovi yokum. They work enthusiastic. What are you waking up to do? What are you here for? What's my 120 years I have in this world? What's that 120 years about? Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you realize the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? Every morning when you say Elokai Neshama Shnusatibi Tahorahi, he gave you a Neshama Tahora. And he gave you that Neshama Tahora different than all the Goyim. Giving a unique Neshama who for the purpose of growing and developing and getting where you're going to go at the end. And when you realize that, you jump out of bed. You don't turn over another half an hour. Ha'am kalavi yokum. Lo yishkav al yochot teref. I go to bed at night. What's the last thing I'm supposed to do before I go to bed at night? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the first thought that comes into my mind when I wake up in the morning? I have another day I can do Torah and Mitzvahs. He's describing what gives Klal Yisrael lo koach. Because he described before, we give it a very special neshama. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the neshama for a purpose. He didn't give me the same neshama he gave an Arab worker, etc. No. He gave me a unique neshama for one purpose and one purpose only. Why is it all kind of neshama shnasatvi tohori? Because he expects me to take that and do something. He gave Bilam an incredible, as a guy, he gave him an unbelievable neshama, even greater potential than Moshe Rabbeinu. But Bilam wasn't willing to use that neshama. Keeps going. And now he understood the secret of Klal Yisrael. Tznius. Mishkan Secha Yisrael. Kin cholam nitoyu, ka ganos alei noho, ka olum nota Hashem, ka rozim alei moyo. Here, there are two things. What is tznius important for? Every human being is a combination of guf and neshama. What do I view as the ikar of my life? What is supposed to run what? When I think of myself, what do I think of myself? I think of myself as a goof or as a neshama. When I present myself to someone and I'm creating an image to him, I'm sending a message. This is who I am. And if I'm sending the message to someone, this is who I am, that in the end becomes who I become. So someone who dresses in a way, emphasizing his bulging muscles, whatever, to say, you know, I'm a big he-man. What's he telling someone? When you meet me, what do I want you to think about me? I want you to think about me as a goof. That's who I am. That's what I think about myself. And the more I project that image to people, the more I have that image of myself. A woman who wants to project her body to people, what is she saying? Who am I? I'm a goof. But if you're dressed in a way that doesn't project your body, what is the image you have? I'm a neshama. Of course I have a goof. I have two hands. I have a... But my goof is meshubah to my neshama. I use my goof for the purpose of neshama. Every Yom Kippur we say tefillah zaka. What do we say in tefillah zaka? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me hands. Why'd you give me hands? To do mitzvahs. I use my hands to do averus. But there's something very deep in that tefillah zaka. I hope every one of you learns it, prepares for Yom Kippur by knowing it. Well, every time I look at every part of my body, I look, oh, it's a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My neshama is what's the ikar of my life. That's the image I present to people. And when you dress, when Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, I've talked about this a number of times, they didn't change their clothes. That was the image. We're Jews. What is it? Me? Well, we're Jews. When you go in the street, and people see your Ben Toru. That says who you are. That's why, and that's because who you are. That's the image you have of yourself. That's the first thing. Tznius. Tznius is something else. Another tznius. Every one of us is a yochid. No one looks into everyone else's window. Their tents were set up, giving each person privacy. Let each person, in his own privacy, be himself, develop himself who he is. And that's the godless of us. Every one of us has a different neshama. I have my neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me with all the koyachos nefesh gave me. And you have your neshama, all the koyachos nefesh gave you. And we're individuals. We're busy worrying about our own neshama, not worrying about somebody else's neshama. But the question is, a human being is caught in a pool. Who is he? What was it that Klal Yisrael have that Bilam didn't have? He says it. So the Gemara in Bracha says, why is a Nachal compared to Ohel? Or was the Ohel of Shatora and Nachal the flowing stream? Ma Nachal hazem malas o'odem mitumah l'tahara. Af Ohel of Torah malas o'odem mitumah l'tahara. The Rambam quotes this at the end of Hilchos Miklos. A person who immerses himself, say a person, goes into a mikveh. He's tomei, he comes out tohar. Nothing's changed. He has a kavonas tahara. So too the Rambam says, if you want Torah to change you and you immerse yourself in Torah, Torah's going to change you. So how do you stand up to what Bilam couldn't stand up? By immersing yourself in Torah. Torah has an incredible koach to change a human being, to make him, in the words of the Braisa, Meromam Tor Kol HaMaisa. That's what changes a person. Immersion in Torah on one condition. The Rambam says you have to want it to change you. Okay. And then Bilam, after all of this, he wants his money. So he said, so Balak says, you're not going to get a penny. He says, I get an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Nothing can stand up to Klal Yisrael with everything they have except one thing. Znos. You have to understand, Klal Yisrael been with Moshe Rabbeinu, with all Nisim, incredible. What's happened to them? And they've learned all the lessons. But he knows the secret. Now, you can imagine there is many types of Avodah Zarah. Poor is the most disgusting Avodah Zarah. So how do you get people to worship this Avodah Zarah poor? It's not. Get 24,000 pretty girls, and these people do anything. That's why the Torah was so machmir and tznius. Moran knew the danger of the Yetzer, how it pulls and grabs and preoccupies the mind. What does it mean, koshi hur aver me'aver atzma? Certain averes you do it and finished. Certain just preoccupies your mind and transfers the entire person. And Arias has that ability to do it. All those people who have all their electronic devices, they can't get rid of it. It preoccupies their minds. But that's why right afterwards. And what do we say in the Haftorah? Zuchorna. Remember. The Eitz of Bilam ben Beor. That's why the war against Midian is Bilam Beor Harag Becharav. Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Because he's the one who understood where the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael is, where their weak point is. How to undermine everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. This is an incredible parsha, incredible lessons for everyone. I mentioned when I spoke Shalashudas to the Shabbaton. respect the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. It's unique. Respect the opportunity that by immersing yourself in Limud Torah, you become a superior individual. Respect the door that you're living in. Klal Yisrael lived in an unbelievable door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. But they took it for granted. Living in a door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with unbelievable blessings. But that's regular life. People take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us and gave us opportunities. You have to maximize those opportunities. He gave us a situation where a young man can sit and learn Torah tremendously and make himself just a superior human being. Without distractions. Do you understand the gift he gave us? We're an Am Levadot Yishkom. We're a separate nation. We have nothing to do with the entire mentality, the entire everything. We're unique. We're a different type of human being. We're not the same human being. Different goals, different values, different keiches hanefesh. We're betach when we're bodod. Ein Yaakov, that was the vision of Yaakov. Take advantage of the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Don't waste them.